USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden is set to sign the debt ceiling bill a day after a primetime speech from the Oval Office.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse. We're cutting spending and bringing the deficits down at the same time.
The president praised the bipartisan deal and said democracy can only function through compromise. It suspends the debt ceiling and caps federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years. Biden plans to sign the bill today ahead of Monday's deadline for the U.S. to avert a catastrophic default on its debt. Tropical storm Arlene is moving into South Florida. A flood watch has been extended for Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties until at least this evening. The National Weather Service says those areas could see 1 to 3 inches of rain before gusty winds, lightning, and thunderstorms arrive this evening. Arlene is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Former Vice President Mike Pence is off the hook on classified documents.
The Department of Justice has informed former Vice President Mike Pence that they will not pursue criminal charges regarding his handling of classified documents after leaving office. Earlier this year, Pence's lawyers informed the DOJ about the discovery of a few classified documents at his Indiana home. The letter arrives just a week before Pence is anticipated to announce his presidential candidacy for 2024. I'm John Schaefer.
Tragedy in India, where a train crash has killed over 300 people and left hundreds more trapped in the wreckage.
The rail crash happened in the eastern part of the country. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he's distressed by the incident and his thoughts are with everyone involved. The crash is the deadliest rail accident in the country in over 2 decades.
Jim Forbes reporting officials say they expect the death toll to rise as many passengers are still trapped in the debris. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Texas becomes the latest state to ban gender-affirming care for minors after Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law yesterday. It bans health care providers from prescribing hormones or puberty blockers to minors or doing surgeries that help with gender transition. There are some exceptions, though. The law will take effect on September 1st. Texas joins 18 other states in various bans. More troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the latest Republican state leader to announce she's sending National Guard troops to the Texas border with Mexico. The governor's office is reporting 80 guardsmen will assist with surveillance and reconnaissance efforts, along with increased detection and tracking. I'm Lance Pry.
Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations after 12 horses have died as a result of injuries in the past month. There has been no single factor identified as a potential cause for the deaths. Apple may unveil its most ambitious new hardware product in years.
Apple expected to introduce a mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. That's a technology that overlays virtual images on live video of the real world. The highly anticipated release of an AR/VR headset would be Apple's biggest hardware product launch since the debut of the Apple Watch in 2015. I'm Corey Myers.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.